Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Bachman, I know where you are at all times because you've shared your location with me, and I can see your little beautiful face whenever I scroll out too far.
People who don't share their location with everyone they know have something to hide.
Yeah. It looks like you're at home right now.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Likely story.
Huh. Yeah, way to throw us off the scent.
So we're inching ever closer to that Kickstarter. I think check back maybe next week.
Yes.
How exciting.
Maybe. I mean, yeah.
I said yes just because I assumed I was the only thing that was holding it up doing an email.
Yeah, that's all Michael needs is Jennifer's email, then we're done.
Next week could be by the time the people are listening, which gives us an additional week, because whenever they listen, it'll be next Monday, and next week
that's
will be
true.
The next week, therefore giving us 2 weeks from now.
We're so smart,
Mike. We also probably shouldn't do it during Thanksgiving week, right? Everyone's spending so much money on like yams.
Oh, but maybe we should do it on Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
People fucking love to spend. we could get trampled.
Yeah.
Can we do like an event?
Digitally trampled.
I feel like Black Friday might be a little
too much.
But you know what? It's the year of our 10th anniversary extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can give when it launches, you'll hear it first. We'll be super thankful for that to help fund our recording all together in our house, Jennifer and I's house. And it's gonna be so much fun. Bonus podcasts, freaking new characters, freaking cat screams, you name it, buddy.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be great.
People screams.
Yeah, chewing in the microphone.
It's a reason to be alive. In my opinion,
it's the only one. In my opinion,
is there anything else anyone wants to discuss?
Jennifer and I, time this episode is out, started our Tribulation Farce / just our general content Patreon over at patreon.com/contentzone. We launched it on November 20th, and inside there's all sorts of great stuff you can get.
Is it Content Zone or Content Hole?
Content Hole. What did I say?
You said Content Zone.
Fuck. It's patreon.com/contenthole. And it helps fund Tribulation Farce as well as other fun things for which we do. So check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Hey, Decacog.
Yes, it is I, Decacog.
If we release you, you can't try to, like, reprint your newspaper again and talk about, like, we own you.
I won't print anything tomorrow.
What if you never print anything again because we cut your hands off?
Whoa, Jesus.
I don't know. I just wanted to try something. Y'all were being, like, really cool.
It's me, Dictionary Doug. I am the world's greatest detective.
At this point, Screech storms out for some reason.
Why was her porn down here? Did she jack off over the corner?
Every night, religiously.
Good for her. You gotta have a schedule.
But, you know me. World's greatest detective. Nothing gets by me.
You are the world's greatest detective.
Have you seen the guy Wally? Wally Bone Braids?
We should probably go look at him real quick, because we just chased a launcher. We've been talking way too long.
Is the launcher dead?
I don't think so.
Do you want her to be dead?
She always says she ever got discovered, she would release the big one.
What's the big one?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like a big blood monster.
Wherever we are, I look around for like a dumpster, a trough.
Are you going to throw him in it?
I'm going to throw him in it. Because I feel like we need a scuttle hurried.
You hear screams from the town.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
You see a big bloody monster. It has the head of a goat, a lion, and a dragon. It is currently tearing apart the front of the bakery.
Not the bakery!
I'm gonna cast Bless.
I disappear.
Describe killing this monster.
What? Yeah! Oh my god, I've burnt it to a crisp. Is anyone out here?
There are actually quite a few people out here.
Oh shit!
I was not being subtle at all.
Alondra Thorne
no.
arrives on the scene with Rex Yowlos and goes,
"See? I told you there! Look! They're breaking the law!"
So Celine comes forward and is like, "Lord Yowlos, there's been a little misunderstanding. These are actually..."
"Absolutely. There has been a misunderstanding."
"I'm glad you understand. These are my... I've deputized them."
"Yep.
I have that power."
"And you son of a bitch." Clint, Clint is the head of the guard. "You know what you have to do."
"Aye, at once, Lord."
One of the other guards hands Clint this really wicked looking halberd, this big ass knifey choppy guy, and then Clint drives that right through Alondra's back.
Whoa! Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Oh! It's both what Tim and Chuck says.
And a lot of the people around as well.
Whoa!
There's gasps and screams, and Rex lets out this shrill whistle and yells for everyone to quiet down.
I eventually just like sit in the ground and cross my legs.
"Everyone, I know this is confusing, but please remember, we have a member of the OT here." He gestures for you to come over to stand like next to him.
Yes, I do.
"This is not a true priestess of Rhea. This is actually a magical creature called Hoffenblitzer. You know, it looks strange, but it was actually only Celine here and the Hoffenblitzer doing magic."
Screech is writing Hoffenblitzer down in a notebook.
Episode 213.
Celine like walks forward in front of Lord Yowlos and like really puts on like her, you know, persona that she's very in charge and together, and is like, "I would never allow someone to do magic illegally in my presence. So you can rest assured that with the power of the OT, I was able to do this to save your town."
I start clapping.
There's a smattering of applause, which then turns into applause.
"Yeah, here, Celine.
"Yes, everyone, you're safe. We have the OT here. We're very, very blessed and lucky."
"You're not blessed. And you're not blessed."
"Everyone, please return to your homes."
"So that wasn't Alondra, that was a Hoffenblitzer? I don't think they came south of the Bonebacks this time of year."
"Was it ever Alondra?"
"Wow."
"So we need to find the real Alondra and kill her."
"You guys..."
"All right, we got a Hoffenblitzer
please
infestation.
Come with me."
I turned to Clint with the halberd. "Wally's in the trash."
"He goes, again?"
"He loves it.
Can't get him out of there."
So Rex beckons you to come with him back to the castle.
We go.
Okay. And you realize that Ratma is with you as well.
I mean, we'll probably smell her before we see her.
That's true. Yeah, she smells like...
Virginia Slims.
Virginia Slims. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Well, my life is like a movie. I'm sober now. I need water. And I pull out 5 beers and hand everyone a beer.
Oh my god.
Does everyone want to make a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
I got like high 20s.
I got a 9.
I got a 20.
I got a 5.
So Chuck and Celine, you know that there's no such thing as a Hoffenblitzer.
But Celine is like focusing on just having a peaceful, serene look on her face.
And so he brings you back in to the castle, and his husband Ashton is there.
Where's the cameras? Am I right? I feel like this is working punked, right? A Hoffenblitzen? Wow.
Rex does look, he looks upset, and he goes, how did this happen?
Well... I'm going to assume you know that I was not the only one who did magic.
He looks over at Ratma And Ratna nods at him, and he goes, I'm aware. I am aware.
You mean like love and friendship magic, right? Am I right? Like, I love what you've done with this place.
The magic was within the bond of loyalty all along.
Yes.
I think he knows.
The summer due?
I know.
He knows. So let's just say that the past week or so I've been here have been...
10 days.
10 days that I've been
here. That's what they say in D&D.
The past 10 days has been illuminating for me. And I'm not saying that I'm not still a loyal member of the OT. I'm just saying that I understand here on the edges of civilization that, you know, sometimes you've got to be a little flexible. And I have faith that you all won't misuse your abilities, right? And Celine looks at Chuck and looks at Rourke.
Screech, yeah, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, fine. I do magic sometimes. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening. It's been really random and strange, but never done it before until tonight. Okay, that's a lie, too.
Okay, I've been doing it.
I've been doing magic every Wednesday night at 11:30 in the cemetery, and
what?
Willie Bonebraids didn't know, but I did pay him off with sausage rolls every time. And then also I practice magic in my room before I do any sort of performance because I don't know, superstition. Who can say if it works or not? And then I also practice magic, you know, whenever I'm alone in the woods and just need to, like, walk around. And sometimes you just feel a little itchy and you just, like, do a little spell. And
okay, that's probably enough.
You're not on trial here.
I know a few card tricks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All All right, and Rex, we were going to come and tell you, you know, until things started getting weird, we were going to come and tell you, I swear, but that wasn't a Hoffman Blitzen or whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah, no.
One, I don't think those exist, and two, she was worshiping Ugnos, and hey, maybe that's why Rhea herself, it's not Rhea, was giving me power to help stop her, because Ugnos was out and about. It wasn't Rhea. It wasn't Rhea. Help me. I don't know.
Ashton pipes up and goes, I am a magic user as well.
What? That's how you got this guy, am I right?
And he does like a prestidigitation or something.
What the fuck?
Selene kind of has like a weird look on her face because it's like, I didn't say it was okay for him to do it.
We are cool, right?
Of course. Why would I have any issue with that?
Listen,
I didn't know about it.
Like you said, out here we sometimes have to take care of ourselves. You know, you saw how Barry healed Rourke and Screech. So, you gotta do what you gotta do when you don't have the capital's resources.
I did say that.
I'm glad you brought Barry up, because we will talk about him briefly, or in a moment. And he goes, yes, I know it wasn't a Hoffman Blitzer. We think there's a larger cult of Ugnos working out of Thistledown.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Thistledown? It's a city to the southeast of here. It's,
of course I do.
Technically, in House Babineau, technically would be it is one of its holdings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
So I was trying to get more. I'm a little upset because I wanted to get more information out of her, but obviously I did also sentence her to death, so
perhaps we should go there and wipe them out.
Well, there's something a little closer to home that you just have to see it, I think.
If we wait a little bit, I can ask Alondra.
Oh,
okay.
Well, tomorrow. Well, let me make sure I can do that. Let's
Ashton, let's... And he looks over at Radma. Radma nods. And he goes, okay. And so they start leading you down into the basement of the castle. And then they go through with, you know, a locked door into a lab, like a wizard's alchemical lab.
Ooh.
And this is clearly sort of Ashton's area. He goes over to a bookshelf. He pulls out one of the books, and the bookshelf slides away.
Oh, I've always wanted one of these.
We could totally put one of those behind the turnip sack.
Yes. Pull the turnip.
There's a stairway behind it.
So we're in like a very illegal looking wizard room, and he's like,
right,
check this shit out.
He's like,
where are we about to go now?
Do you have a permit for this?
I can't imagine what's more illegal, but I'm not here to judge.
So there is a basically carved out of the living earth, a living stone. There's a stairway that goes deeper and deeper. And Ashley goes, I understand that you've sort of been down in these mines.
Yeah.
Oh, we have.
Several times.
Yeah. They connect all through here, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Has anyone ever gotten lost and died in here?
Yes. A few times a year, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you get to a really big door with a lot of locks on it.
Some secret back there?
Rex starts unlocking them. They pull the door open. And he goes, I understand what you're about to see. Could be upsetting to you. It could be scary to you.
I've seen a lot of shit.
You might not have seen one of these in a while.
Pretty boy over here. Hey, I pull out a Costco box of bananas that's empty, and I hand it to you, Screech, like in case you got to puke. Or are you Screech now? I don't remember.
I am Screech right now. I slap it out of your hands, but then I like pull out my own puke bag out of my pocket.
like artisanal.
So he goes, all right. He leads you into this large room. where there's a sort of form of a shapeless mass in the far corner that starts to stir. And it's maybe the size of a horse.
Okay.
It kind of gets up and sort of walks towards you. And Rex turns to you and goes, "Let me introduce you to the last dragon."
What?
It's small. It's clearly still young.
A wormling.
Oh, that's really illegal.
This is really illegal. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
This was before the Mage Wars. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just to, like, I guess, like, to give a background, like, Slay would be, like, freaking out, right? Like, this is, like,
probably
really illegal.
It kind of stumbles as it walks over to you. He goes, It's still very young.
What does it look like, scale wise?
Horse-sized wormling. It's green. It's got a bunch of scales. You are hit with the smell, which is of alcohol. And he goes, "We've only been able to feed it mead that the grizzly folk can prepare for it. And we are running low, so we may need you to go and get us some more. But yeah, this guy," and he sort of pats it on the side and it kind of stumbles and falls over. "This is, we don't have a name for it."
"Hello, little guy."
And it looks up at you and goes,
"Is he drunk? What? Why are you just giving him mead?
Can dragons talk?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah. That's a dumbass question. We met a ton of dragons that could talk."
"Is he nice? Is he gonna? Are we ensorcelled by him? Is this why I drink so much?"
I hold out a sausage roll to him.
He like slurps it out of your hand. Your whole hand is soaking wet afterwards.
I think that means he likes me.
Are you supposed to bow to dragons?
I don't know. Let's do it just in case, I guess.
Selena's like pretty far away from the dragon also. Like completely like on the other side of the room from wherever it is.
Ashton, where did this little cutie patootie come from?
Yeah, I assume you acquired him somewhere, correct?
That was actually me. Me, Rat Maritmo. I brought him here.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
Apparently, he's so weak and pathetic because of the lack of magic.
Oh.
So, I don't know, maybe, whatever.
Oh, so it's like the, how Lucy was talking about the bugs. That's a whole tangent I gotta explain to you, Rex and X, and it's confusing.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things out of whack.
But, has it been, like, better, like, in the past 10 weeks since I've been here?
Days.
Ten days.
Oh, it's perking up. Oh, it's perking up a lot. It's been, you know, just lay there and sometimes we, do you see the show Last Man on Earth?
Yeah.
It's, we would do like a little pool and then we would just fill it up with booze and it would just sort of slurp it.
Yeah, you can go to bespokepose.com/dragons and get your own margarita pool. Snuck one in there, Patreon subscribers. Well, how about this? And I go, there! And then I cast Cure Wounds on myself, just in case, Michael.
Because
I'm feeling saucy.
Sorry, so you heal yourself?
Yep, I cast a magic on myself.
It looks over you and it's like, what you got going there?
Sometimes I feel like I can help people and give them boons and heal people. I don't know why. And one time I shot like what looked like a ball of light that made it easier for my buddies to heal them. But it burned the guy that I did it to. I don't know what's happening. It's not puberty. I did that already.
And it just kind of lays down.
Cool.
So, This is great. Very interesting. I did not think I would see a dragon today, but what's the plan here? I mean, you can't just like keep a dragon. I mean,
no. It's far too weak right now to We can't. This could. We need to protect it.
I said, well, I mean, if you're asking me to hide this from the OT, I mean, I can to an extent, but I don't know. I don't know. This is, I wasn't expecting this.
Ratma?
I thought we were cool. Are we not cool?
Oh, no. We're cool. I just wasn't expecting to have to add this to my list of things I'm lying about to the OT.
I mean, listen, would they even believe that a dragon would exist? It seems like an easy lie.
It's actually a really good point.
Do dragons need to fuck to make more dragons?
Yeah, where did you guys get this one?
That's a it's a common misconception. I actually know quite a bit about dragon lore, believe it or not. Huh. Yeah, dragons only reproduce by masturbation.
What?
That checks out.
Yeah, it's so powerful they almost never do it. That's why they're always walking around fucking humanoids. But yeah, if they jerk off, they might pop out an egg.
This is... Wow.
That is not what I was...
I heard stories when I was a little boy, but that is that's a lot to take in, Ratma.
Yeah, so we just gotta get this kid old enough so he can start jacking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they protect the eggs for any time, or do they just leave the eggs where the jerk lies?
I mean, it depends. I think some of them are more nurturing.
I mean, I think a birth born of self-love is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Asexual reproduction and all that stuff. I think that's cool, little guy. So the plan is hide one of the most dangerous things on the planet in a hole until it can jack off.
Look, I didn't say I had a good plan, all right?
Honestly, though, isn't that what a lot of people just do?
Is that the magic? No, don't tell me.
Wait a minute. How do we know? How are we going to know when this thing's old enough to jack off? Is there a computer in here? It's got the internet to where it can discover
all right,
itself.
Take my old iPod Touch. I'm gonna leave the room. And figure it out.
Go on incognito mode.
It's just playing Peggle.
Like, stop playing Peggle.
It's on Farmville or something.
Yeah, just hear the Peggle cheering.
Must be jacking off in there.
That's what it sounds like when I jack off. Peggle references out there, people are losing it.
But really, I'm so glad you brought this up. I was really praying you would.
So we have avoided the first and what I believe is the second round of the OT members. Maybe even third round coming, because all we need to do is get the Theonite out of the mine. The Knocker's going to help us, so we're going to be able to mine so much more. They don't know about all the Theonite, so it's going to look totally fine. So we can just keep giving this capital the Theonite, and they have no reason to send anyone else here. And then when this thing is old enough to walk around, and I mean, again, we just want it to be alive. I think focusing on it jacking off is weird, because maybe it doesn't want to reproduce. I never wanted kids.
But if it does, and I pull out a notebook... I have a notebook of erotic dragon drawings that was going to be for my own use.
Wait, wasn't that in
where'd you get that
stuff?
Oh yeah, what about her porn?
Yeah, wasn't there her porn?
We have Alondra's porn.
That's true, you do have Alondra's porn.
Yeah, can we like pull, who has that right now? Can we pull that out and take a look at it real quick?
Oh, I had you. I pull it out of my reference.
What's in there? I thought there was a dragon.
Don't show it to the dragon yet.
I don't show it to the dragon. We have an adult huddle. A humanoid huddle.
Does anyone know anything about dragons? I mean...
I don't know.
The fact that they can talk is weird, right? It's big. Is it old?
I mean,
is it young?
From what I studied, I believe dragons were able to talk, so I don't think it's normal.
Okay.
What's on the porn? Michael, can you remind us, was there a dragon?
Yeah, it's getting pretty descriptive.
Michael, tell us about the porn.
Yeah, a little nasty.
What are dragons into?
Oh, no, this is Alondra's porn. Oh. So I think there's probably some hobgoblin smut in there.
That's me.
No, there's no dragon porn.
Okay, well, never mind. I don't care about this porn then.
Wait, why'd she turn me down? She's jacking off to... Okay, I mean, I don't look like that guy, but it's very specific.
A lot of, like, really gory sort of imagery.
Oh, I see. I think I dodged a bullet here.
Some crushing, you know.
All right, let's not give the little guy this.
Uh-uh.
This is too dark. And this Rourke, you can't have it either. You're too young.
Ooh, okay.
There might be like Ugno spells in here.
I wouldn't learn them.
Would you? Come on, you would.
I would.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
But like I was saying, this is Rex again. Like I was saying, we are low on this mead that really the grizzly folk can only make. And that seems to be the only thing it'll consume. So,
what if we tried the spit bucket that's it behind the bar of the Goblin Pit? It has all of the leftover drink, like the wine and the mead.
We could try that.
We could see if he likes that.
I mean, might as well, right?
Might as well try it.
But it sounds like you would like someone to maybe go get more of this mead, if I'm reading you correctly.
Oh.
We can do that.
Yes, it's... You know how things are, though. It can't just be that easy.
What do you mean? We have a friend.
Well, the grizzly folk, you know, you can't... You have to bring them a gift.
Oh, yeah.
I see. And what might that... type of gift.
Do they like weird porn?
They don't. It has to be something that shows that, you know, you've basically done something for them or giving them something of great value. Mm. I do know that there is an ogre in the woods who has been causing some trouble. So
we should give them the ogre.
Here's this guy.
Yeah, that would work.
He said sorry.
Was there an ogre with
that killed Rourke? Yeah.
Barry.
Does the ogre like weird porn?
Yeah, does it? Can we trap it with a
get out of my swamp? What? That's good. Weird porn donkey.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do that.
I'm sorry. Was there a question on the table?
I asked the question about the ogre. Does it like weird porn?
Oh. You don't know?
We're about to find out.
I guess we'll see.
Did we kill it? I thought we killed an ogre.
You did not kill Karnak the ogre.
We just escaped it, right?
Oh, yeah. Barry tackled him.
Because it got, like, pretty bad. And Barry's roof was on fire. And we did really bad.
All right.
That's the ogre that made me eat shit.
This is the ogre that killed me?
Yeah.
Do I know this?
You could probably piece it together.
Rourke punches the ground. She says, this ogre killed me. I'm gonna go kill it back. And if I can't kill it back, I'm gonna die.
There you go. That won't happen. But yeah, we'll go fuck up this Karnak. He killed my daughter, and I don't like that. And Screech got hurt, I think.
Frankly, he's causing problems, and yeah, we should deal with him.
Yeah, make the world a safer place, bring some unity. That's what I'm all about.
That, considering how things have gone this last 10 days, I could not be happier right now. So, thank you.
It's been very weird.
It has been very weird. I would suggest maybe everyone going and getting some rest. It's been a long night. Maybe we could make it to the 11th day.
You want me to sleep us to sleep that long?
It's been up all night.
Wait a minute. It's been night this whole time?
Yeah. But now it's not.
I have to sleep for 16 hours. I'll sleep for 16 hours. I don't give a fuck.
But it's up to you guys. What do you want to do?
Yeah, go sleep.
Yeah, I need to sleep.
I'm saying, if we sleep 12 hours, it's 7 p.m. of the 10th day.
It's perfect.
So if we sleep another 5, so just drop a quick...
17 hours?
17 hours, you know? I'm in there.
I mean, well, I guess it depends on when we want to set out to go get the ogre.
Sundown,
okay. Yeah, so we'll
just... We need to sleep till sundown.
We'll pop a quick 12, and as we all know, our... campaign world follows the same timeline specifically, meaning it's now, are we in daylight savings time or the opposite right now?
Oh my God. I don't know.
So it gets dark at 4 p.m. and
we love it. Mm-hmm.
Campaign time is real time, so like our characters only do stuff on Tuesdays once a week.
Yeah.
It is late fall in our campaign.
Ooh,
oh shit.
So yeah, all right. Well, let's try to get some rest and forget about some of the things we saw here today, but good luck with that.
Yeah.
Great meeting you, wise master.
Hi, man. This is you. See you later.
So, a little disappointing.
Hi.
Not you.
What?
Bye.
See you later.
So you go back. Well, at least some of us walk back to the Goblin Pit.
Yeah, I'm going back to the castle. I don't think I'm going to join you guys tomorrow night. You probably won't see me till the next day.
You're a real piece of shit. You know that?
I'm so rich, though. I don't really like feel like this is my problem.
But you're a real piece of shit. Yeah, it sure is rich. I hope you die.
Have a dollar.
I take it back.
But I just give. But I just give you the finger. I don't give you the.
I wanna drop kick you through a door, but I'm not going to. If I was younger and not having my morning buzz, I would drop kick you through a door. We head back to the goblin pit and slash the cellar behind it and sleep for 12 hours.
Well, I would say Selene actually has a pretty hard time going to sleep because, like, she was, like, cool with letting Rexialis, like, know that she allowed magic, but now she's been brought into, like, a whole other thing that's not really benefiting her.
Yeah, that's a twist.
In any way, but she kind of had to go along with it, so she's now she's getting worried. Like, she's agonizing in her head, like, oh my god, like, what if they find out about this, and they're gonna ruin my life, they'll send me to jail, and they'll, like, cause problems for my family.
I feel like this is a law they don't even bother putting in the law books, because everyone's like, yeah, no shit, don't do that.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Don't allow, like, you can't just, like, see a dragon and not tell the boss.
Yeah.
But Celine's a coward.
That is probably a rule, is that if you see a dragon, you got to report a dragon.
Yeah. If you see something, say something. And so Celine is stressed, not because it's like of like more moral reasons, but because it's like if they find out that I knew about it and didn't tell them, I'm dead.
I do want to bring up the idea to them of what if we just let the dragon jack off and then we could have more dragons.
Nobody's stopping the dragon from jacking off. I think what you're saying is, why don't we make the dragon jack off, which is...
Why don't we insist?
No.
I'm just going to put this movie on and leave the room.
It just sounds like the dragons jack off and then, like, no one... I don't know, like...
Leave this porn here. You do whatever you think is fair.
I'm leaving dragon jack-off traps.
Is that why the door has so many locks on it?
I need my privacy, Dad!
That's actually by the dragon's choice.
Like, you have to knock. I'm busy. I go to bed. I fall asleep like that.
I do appreciate y'all sticking to Screech's requested schedule, even knowing Screech isn't going to be there.
I was like, fine, whatever.
In this case, it worked out, but, you know, gladly, you know, help you out.
You wake up and it is nighttime.
No!
It's time!
Fuck.
Are you having nightmares?
But you have had a long rest, so.
Yay! I'm going to click the button. Is that okay?
Okay.
Button click.
Taking a long rest.
I feel great.
Feeling good, feeling strong. Except for actually Celine. I assume like we like meet up down in the tavern zone of the Goblin Pit. And Celine frankly looks like shit. She has like big circles under her eyes.
No, Celine.
And she looks all wan and pale.
Were you up too late because you were just so excited to see the dragon?
Hey, we need a code word, I think, gang.
Oh.
What?
Don't say dragon. Oh, fuck, really... I did it.
Oh.
What about rutabaga?
Yeah.
Well, that actually is a pretty good one. I was going to say the creature, but that's not really very stealthy. So, yeah, the rutabaga. Yeah. I like it. I just didn't think I'd ever see a rutabaga in real life.
Beholder Doodle arrives from underneath the table.
No! Oh!
Oh my gosh.
I fall out backwards in my chair and it takes a really long time because I maintain equilibrium longer than you think. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Did I hear there's a dragon about?
No.
No one caught me, huh? Cool.
You're way too big. You would crush us.
Equilibrium was maintained. I just needed a little bit.
It wasn't maintained because you fell.
I hope you die.
Wow. There's rutabagas, but... One.
I hear all of you are trying to get a dragon to jack off.
No, that is not what we're trying to do, gang.
As defender of the innocent, I gotta say.
let's go around the table real quick and make sure we all know that is explicitly what we're not trying to do, listener.
We're trying to keep it alive long enough that it could do that if it wanted to.
Exactly. Which is really the goal of everyone,
it's
right?
Normal.
When you protect a child, you're not saying, I want it to jack off, but it would be ideal to let everyone have the ability to jack off when they're able to. Okay?
Okay, Grandpa.
Like, I didn't rescue Rourke so she could jack off.
Well, what else am I going to live for?
Holy shit. All right.
I just think we're going to get yelled at.
What?
You're really focusing on
this. It's a dragon! And it's fake!
I just realized that I left that miner in the parking lot across from the police station and never showed up.
Oh, wow.
That's probably for the best.
Probably is for the best.
Yeah.
It's a test.
Yeah.
We gotta go write the chair back up. We gotta go get that mead for the rutabaga, okay, gang? And
yes.
I don't know what your whole deal is, guy, but I trust you.
If you can trust anyone, it's the beholder doodle.
I trust you completely. Can I get a hug?
I assume he's wagging his tail a lot right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a hug with like a couple of my eye stalks.
Oh. Ooh. I love this.
How long are they?
Pretty long.
Do you have a poster? I want to put it up next to Drop Bear.
I don't handle my own merchandise.
My man.
Man, it's really cool how many superheroes have been in this town recently.
Yeah. 11 days ago, there was zero. Now we're at like 8, I think.
There's been exactly one villain.
Yeah. It's weird you never see any of them together, but, you know, maybe it's like a migration thing, like a territory.
We handle it in shifts. There's a schedule.
Oh.
Oh, you know the squirrel guy?
Yeah.
And the Drop Bear and Koala T?
Oh, yeah, all those guys. Koala T, Drop Bear.
Ant-Man?
Man-Ant.
Man-Ant.
You want to get sued?
I just think we're honored for your presence, and if I act uncomfortable, it's just because I've never been around a celebrity recently.
Well, just remember, crime is in the eye of the beholder. I strike like a pose. Like, I'm clearly doing it for you guys.
And you don't have a poster? This feels very poster.
Yeah. If you don't, like, really consider that to be your image.
You know, I really could. It really would be nice to have somebody to take care of all this stuff for me. You seem to have a good eye for it.
All right. Well, we don't have time to talk about this. Apparently, there's a rutabaga that needs to get drunk or something like that. So everyone got stuff they need, got stuff to spend the night just in case. Yes. It's probably a terrible idea to go in the woods at night like we're doing. We probably should have taken Rex's advice and gone tomorrow morning, but you know what? I'm awake.
But isn't it better by night when they're not expecting it?
Sure, but I feel like we're going to twist our ankles, but I'm sure it's fine.
Probably.
Well, maybe those of us that don't have night vision.
Yeah, it's true. Beholder Doodle, can you see in the dark? All of us can.
I know I got a lot of eyes,
mm-hmm.
And I cannot. No.
Ooh.
I cannot.
That's unfortunate.
I respect him less. Don't you guys respect him less?
Yeah, a little bit less.
I mean, a little bit. That seems like a real big character flaw on your part.
Yeah, I feel like you should have thought about that.
I throw down a smoke bomb.
Whoa, where'd that come from? Do you think that Drop Bear will show up if we get into trouble on our mission?
I was the squirrel guy.
Yeah, he was there whenever I died.
Stop. It costs me, Mike Bachman, money every time I change costumes. Don't bully me.
It's not our fault you throw their costumes away.
It's not my fault. It's hilarious.
I'm a job creator, and I love Galen. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get going. I put a big-ass pack on my back with extra supplies and a tent or two, jerky, bread, cheese, you name it, buddy.
I put a resuscitation kit in there. Oh. I don't know what that looks like in Yule times, but it's like a little paddle made of, like, sticks. And
there is a medicine kit that lets you, stabilize someone without rolling.
I mean, I'm not going to actually spend money on it. I just put something together. I just crafted it last night.
Okay. That looks dangerous. I like it.
I just thought that maybe this would be helpful.
Oh, I love it. I would never stifle your art. Everything you make is perfect.
I mean, it might not help me live, but we can start a fire with it.
So true.
Whoa.
That might save your life, though. Think about that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're heading out into the woods. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At night.
At night. Mm-hmm. The best time to do it.
There's a crisp chill in the air, ooh, being that it's late fall.
I hand everyone a hot cocoa.
Ooh. Your feet crunch as they go through the leaves that have fallen off of the trees. What are you doing? How are you going to find this guy? What's going on?
That is a good question. I mean, I guess we would just go back to the zone where we were before, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Look for tracks, maybe a nature or survival check.
I mean, should we like go see Barry and be like, where's this guy?
Try to find Barry. Yeah, yeah.
Do that.
But yeah, that's a good idea. Go back vaguely to where Barry's burnt out shack is.
We may have rebuilt.
Who knows?
It's been 10 days.
It only takes a few days to build a shack.
All right, so you start heading towards Barry.
Yes.
Can I get a survival roll?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
From anyone who wants to survive.
That's a 26.
I would like to.
Yeah, don't roll if you don't want to. It's
fine. A natural 20. I got a clean bill of health.
Let's go.
I got a 17.
I rolled an 8 plus 5, so 13. I don't know if I live.
You live. Everybody lives with those rolls, and a few of you even find some ogre scat.
Wait.
I taste a little bit of it.
I know.
Ew.
Do you, like, pick it up and roll it around your fingers and stuff?
That's ogre scat.
That's ogre scat right there.
You think that you might be able to pick up his trail.
All right.
It heads close to Barry's, but not too close.
All right. We break off from going to Barry's and follow the trail. I mean, this is a big motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, should we be, like, kind of whispering our plan to each other? Like,
all right. Plan is, we see it, we fuck it up. We yell, revenge.
Yeah.
Revenge, bitch.
But maybe, I don't know, you two attack it first.
Yeah. Okay.
Secretly. Or,
yeah, and then you guys can run in.
Or maybe you, the guy that can't see in the dark, rushes him or something.
You just point him in the right direction.
This way. I'll peel back that branch so that the moon comes down all clear. What do you think?
I love this plan.
All right.
I'm into it.
Perfect. Well, before we see them, everyone needs to huddle with me. So just don't go running. If we get the jump on them, I want to do something before we initiate our... roll.
I'll keep my eyes out.
I do like that.
His eye stalks. I get it.
As long as there's adequate light.
Yeah, Michael, how's the moon tonight?
Yeah.
It is. It's a pretty good moon. I would say it's about this. We should have moon charts.
We should.
Oh, we should.
If we're keeping track of days, like, we may as well, right?
Why not?
Yeah, Chuck is an Aries.
I think it's like half full.
Okay. I hope you forget. And then in 100 episodes, mention the moon. And then someone's like, that wouldn't make sense.
That's not correct.
That's not correct.
Yeah. Plot hole. So yeah, up ahead, you see some smoke and a campfire by some sort of, let's say, a little cave. There's like a little cave.
Okay.
It's like a hillside and a cave. And out in front, there's a crackling fire.
Is it big as shit?
Yeah, it looks like a big fire for big people.
I do emboldening bond on the three of you. All three of you get to add a d4 to any attack roll, ability check, or saving throw for the next 10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, there's actually... two ogres.
Oh, fuck.
Around this campfire. You can attempt to sneak up on them if you so choose.
I'm trying to see if there's anything I could just freaking do to them. And wait, sorry. So we're dealing with the ogres. We're killing them so we can bring them to the bears and they'll give us meat.
Yep. Okay. And making the world safer on the whole. Rourke, I really feel like now that we're in the woods, we can strategize. Are you able to cast Bless on all of us? And then once battle starts going, I'll cast Bane. What do you think?
I think that should be fine. fine.
All right, then cast Bless on us. I'm ready.
Is there any reason why I shouldn't just fireball them?
Just open up with a fireball. Beholder Doodle, what's your preferred mode of attack? Selene fireball them, then you jump in and do whatever it is you do? Or
Yeah. I'll sneak to just outside the range of the fireball. I want to get kissed by the flames, and then as soon as it's gone, I'm a...
Okay. Well, I'll cast... How about I open it by casting Bane on them? And they'll be like, what the fuck?
What does Bane do again?
It makes them add a d4.
It makes them talk like this.
It makes them subtract a d4 from their stuff.
Oh, nice.
So that'll make it harder for them to succeed on your fireball.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool? All right. Okay. I'm going to inch forward on my belly, Michael.
Do an army crawl.
I think everyone has to make a stealth roll.
Good thing I got this new armor.
I'm so sorry. I was just looking. I saw the wrong thing. I cannot cast Bless.
Can you cast Bane?
I can cast Bane.
I cast Bless on all of you.
Switcheroo.
And then you do what I was just saying.
Perfect.
16 for me.
I got another natural 20.
Look at you, bro.
What?
Good job, Mike Bachman.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to do that. So you can roll 2d4s from me.
Okay.
Roar, can you Bardic Inspire me?
Yes, I can. I could give it to each of you.
Yeah.
My stealth is 16.
I'm hanging back a little bit, and mine is 14.
Mine is 22.
Jesus. Wow.
29.
Whoa. You're so fucking stealthy.
All right. You all are getting a surprise round.
Yes. I know we typically do initiative first, mm-hmm. but can I just do Bless?
Yeah. Do you guys just want to, like, because it seems like you all have ideas. So yes. You want to just do them. Then we can roll.
And is it clearly only two?
Yeah, there's clearly two. Yeah.
Rourke is doing Bane on the two ogres.
Yes.
And then I think it could be fireball time.
Yep.
Fireball.
Okay, they've been baned.
So what's your save?
14. Charisma.
I got a 7 and a 4.
That fails. Okay. So whenever a target that fails the saving throw makes an attack or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4 and subtract that number.
Yeah.
It's like reverse Bardic Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or reverse Bless. Obviously, why it's called Bane.
I think it's called Bane because of the masks it gives them.
Oh my God.
We have fun here.
I'm going to kill you.
So is Beholder Doodle doing anything before the fireball?
No, I mean to do something immediately after the fireball.
Just get in there. What's a little heat?
And I'm sorry, did Chuck do something or
Chuck
not?
Chuck is not doing anything.
Maintaining Bless?
I'll count that as my Bless.
All right, fireball.
Yeah. Dex saving throw.
Minus a d4.
Oh, no. They horrifically fail.
Yes! They're going to take 86 fire damage.
86?
8!
Jesus!
Always funny.
Six.
That's so many.
Well, that is 35 fire damage.
Whoa.
I think to both of them, because it's just a 20-foot mm-hmm. radius.
Huge explosion.
Yeah, a big explosion happens in the woods.
But that's a bad night for them.
And 35 damage to a couple of my mustache hairs.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't close your eyes correctly. It's like,
Oh, okay. So what is I want to say Beholder Doodle.
Beholder Doodle is gonna he's gonna zip in there and he's gonna start cutting. Here's one of my attacks. 16 plus 7, 23. Does that do it?
That hits.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to see if my second attack hits too. 13?
Did you add your d4s?
I didn't add the d4. Hold on.
And you have a d8 if you need it.
Whoa.
19.
Totally hits.
All right. Yeah. 24 damage.
Oh my gosh.
Does that do it?
No.
I am going to action surge and just take another attack.
Get him.
Sweet.
Sick.
You said I have a D8 also, Nika?
Yes.
I need it.
Now the D8 is coming from...
Bardic Inspiration.
Nice.
17.
That hits.
8 damage.
Oh, snap. Still not dead.
It's got to be close, though. Bloodied if nothing.
No. Not even.
What?
Oh, but I can... Oh, no. Never mind. I'm just going to stand there like an asshole.
All right, well, let's roll initiative.
I got a natural 20 plus 2, 22, baby.
Holy shit.
It's because I was hanging back a little bit.
24.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Is that plus 10 initiative?
Now who's the asshole?
I got a 14.
I got an 8.
That's not as good.
Boys' night.
Sorry, that was mean. Really, really rude of me. Beholder doodle.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's do it again. Why not?
You just flew in there and sliced this guy up all kinds of ways.
I'm doing the just like stab. Doing like Drax.
Oh, hell yeah. Do you like climb its back all roleplay?
Yeah.
So 16 plus 7, 23.
It hits.
Are you still using claws?
Yeah.
I feel like we put two and two together eventually. I don't know how you guys haven't figured out that.
Yeah, but these look different.
Okay, gotcha.
These are red.
Because of blood?
Yeah. So let's see. It's 12. And I kind of feel like I should disengage. Well, does that kill?
12 damage?
Yeah.
No.
How much does this have? I feel like...
What is he?
Come on!
An ogre?
That means nothing to me. You know
he's
that...
He's a big, beefy boy.
You've seen Shrek, though, right?
He's, like, so big.
I feel like Shrek would have died after this amount of damage.
Have you seen Shrek?
No way. You take that back. I'm pissed now.
You gotta get through those layers, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm gonna use my bonus action to disengage then.
Okay, fun. Basically, what happens is they're like, "Do you feel weird? Oh no, you're being crazy. Oh my God, there's an explosion. Who's that little guy? He's gone now. I told you I feel weird. I'm not okay. You always disagree with me." I didn't see anything.
Causing dissension in the ogre ranks.
It's like covered in blood. I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy.
Chuck.
Bursting through the fire is a log, and it just hits the one that the beholder doodle was thwacking, but in the front. And this is my spiritual weapon. And that is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll cast it at third level, which lets me do two d8s. That's cool. Oh, good roll. So that's 18 force damage.
Woo.
And then for my second spell of the turn, Michael, tomorrow, we like to have fun.
Whoa.
I cast Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
And a streak of radiant light bashes into, assuming my 18 or whatever I rolled doesn't kill the one guy, right?
It does not kill him.
Okay. Yeah, bashes in the same guy. And that is a 22 without my bonuses.
Super hits.
Oh, that's simply 10 radiant damage. And whoever does an attack roll against it next gets advantage. So, and then I run, I use my movement, and I'm probably about 30 feet away from these guys and just start yelling, ah, ah! Something like that.
Nice.
Look all big.
So, yeah, so you were right up on it? Or
30 feet away.
30 feet away. Okay.
Yeah, and there's like a flying, flaming wog hacking at one guy, and one of the guys is glowing, and that is my turn.
The guy that has the flaming log, he's going to run over towards you.
Fuck!
And he's got a big club, and he's going to try to hit you with it.
Okay. Come at me.
Twice?
Twice?
Yeah. You need these banged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just want to move on? Or...
Sick roll, numb nuts.
The best one was 8, so he misses.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly spry, and I dodge out of their way.
Rourke, so you recognize this ogre, the one that has the flaming log bouncing off of it?
Uh-huh.
This is definitely Karnak.
Fuck.
The one who did murder to you. And he looks rough. He's also being lit up like Christmas by your dad.
Amazing. I love this.
And your turn.
I'm going to maintain concentration on Bane. And then I think I can stab him.
Sure.
I'm going to stab him.
Very stabbable.
I bet it feels really good to stab an ogre. I'm just going to say that. Cancel me if you want. That's fair. I'll take that. But I bet it feels great.
20 to hit?
That hits.
I hope this kills him.
8 damage.
Would you believe he has exactly 8 hit points?
Oh my god. Oh my god, Michael.
It's true. Describe killing this murderer.
Oh my gosh. So Rourke, you know, last level or last round was casting Bane, got, you know, was taking a look at everything and seeing what was going on. Saw the fireball happen, saw Chuck beating the shit out of these Rourkes, and then the recognition of the last thing that Rourke saw between or before their eyes closed was just Karnak's ugly mug right in front of him. And she, it clicks, it dawns on her that that's who it is. And she runs up right after Chuck, like, jacks him. And she jumps off of Chuck's back and stabs him right through the back of, like, through the mouth, through the back. With a rapier.
You gross. Oh, you have advantage. You want to roll to see if you crit just for fun?
Yes. I rolled a 5.
Okay, cool.
Well, he's dead now.
Yeah. Well, that was sick.
R.I.P. Wait, but is there one still alive?
Do you, like, ride his body down as you stab it?
Yes, absolutely.
Hell yeah. That's my girl!
I totally skipped Celine. Celine, it's your turn.
And there's one. Is there one guy left?
Mm-hmm. There's a guy left.
One
who has only been burned by fire.
Well, guess what? Burn. He's about to get burnt again. Cast fire, burn again.
Wait! I'm very close.
Firebolt!
You disengaged.
Oh, that's right. I did back away. I did disengage.
Yeah, firebolt is against a creature, so you should be okay.
Oh, firebolt. Okay,
you're good.
But she is casting it on Beholder Doodle.
No!
Yeah! Get him!
That's a 20!
Nice!
That hits!
Okay, it's gonna get 2d10 fire damage! 18 fire damage!
Alright, you blast him good.
How good?
18.
18 good. Not good enough to be dead, though.
This guy's taking very little damage.
I want to shove him. Just because.
Now, he is very big. Is that
effective? It's probably not going to work, but I'm going to try anyway.
Michael, we checked. It has literally zero size limitations. It makes no sense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's just a strength save.
All right, well.
I mean, I'm just doing it to be a bitch.
Sting is strong, but I rolled like crap. 10 total.
Oh, he gets shoved 5 feet, bitch!
So you could probably shove him right into their bonfire if you wanted to.
I want to do that! Or pull him into it, whatever, doesn't matter.
You don't pull, you shove, but you can shove from any direction you want.
So it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. But it does!
You shove him into the fire, he falls down onto his face and starts shrieking and rolling around in flames. And dies.
He's dead.
Whoa!
Oh, that was gross. I hope that one was evil too.
It's like you just like see like Celine's face like lit up by the flames, and you're like, what expression is on her face? Who can say it?
It's nothing but pure joy.
Snap my fingers, Celine. You with us?
Yes.
That mystery is one we will have to wait to find out next week.
I feel like Barry said that the ogres were all being nasty.
They're
so
real assholes.
I mean, they're real mean.
Real nasty, all of them. So what we did was fine.
They killed me.
They killed
you. Yeah, they killed Rourke.
Well, if you want to kill Rourke, you can go to dieharddice.com and get yourself your very own Dracuna Arita dice / any other dice that you need. Hey, maybe for Thanksgiving, Christmas, what have you, you're trying to convince one of your new neighbors, family members, whatever, to try out D&D with our offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. You can get several sets of dice for 15% off. And hey, you know, they got those, your very beautiful basic. Is it polymer? Is that the term I'm looking for?
I think so.
What's the basic?
I don't know. That seems
polymer
correct.
Polymer, the plastic, yeah, key ones.
Because I think there is a polymer that's like $150, and then there's the basic polymer. Regardless, it's the basic. It's the ones you get in Monopoly, but they're pretty.
Yeah.
DieHardDice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. If you're on twitch.tv/Geekly Inc, where we stream every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST, you can win some. So Twitch, you have a few more minutes. Seconds, actually, to do hashtag greetings in order to win some diehard dies.
Do it.
Congratulations to Fluffy the Wise. You have won the diehard dice code.
Yay! Boop-boop.
Congrats, congrats.
Awesome. Great. Congratulations. Thank you, diehard dice. We love you all so much. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter for now. @GeeklyInc and @DNTPodcast. And we're on Instagram @GreetingsAdventurers. I'm @ThriftyNerd, and we are doing a holiday sale for Drinks and Daggers. Ooh. If you would, it's the cheapest it's ever been. So if you want to go check it out, drinksanddaggers.com.
Do it. Check it out.
What a perfect time. It's a great game to play with your family over.
It is.
Break, because it's easy to learn. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that because Michael made it. I actually believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said at the top of the show, Jennifer and I finally started our Tribulation Force / our marriage content zone. Mm-hmm. So if you liked when we played Doki Doki Literature Club, mm-hmm. do you like to hear us talk about anime? Do you want to hear us talk about Ernest Goes to You Name It or whatever? Head on over to patreon.com/contenthole. And you can sub there. It will help us make season 2 of Tribulation mm-hmm. Farce, as well as all the other content we've been wanting to make but didn't have a place for it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter @JenniferCheek. I will be going down with the Twitter boat, so I'll always be there.
I'll never die.
You can find me on Twitter @Nika_Howard or on Instagram @TheNikaHoward. I don't plan on leaving Twitter, but you can follow me on everything. Please, just follow me. And I have OnlyFans. Go follow me there, too. It's fun.
You can find me @TheMikeBachman. You can also find me in the basement watching this VHS copy of Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
You do get so many good things in the mail. You're such a special boy.
Jealous.
I'm so jealous of you.
Well, you guys all get tools and money and did useful things. I get VHS tapes.
Hey, we don't get money.
Are you saying VHS tapes are useful?
They are.
Hey, we all get money.
We all get money. That's true. Hashtag ad.
Bobby's doing it for free.
Oh, yeah. And we should. I think we said it a couple episodes ago, but thank you again, everyone, for listening. Please, I don't know if you know this, but weirdly, when you start a second season of a thing, your listenership dips because everyone
is like, what is this?
We want to listen to the new thing. So it's better for us because it's an easier way for you to listen, and that's better for us. But, you know, it does technically hurt the ad bullshit. And we don't care about that in the long run, but just to put it out, you know, thank you everyone for listening, mm-hmm. telling friends and things like that. Keep doing what you're doing, but just a fun little weird wrinkle and this content creation life we've shackled ourselves to.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Be kind, rewind. We'll be right back. Just remember, if you ever get an email from Bass Pro Shops, don't open it. It's a phishing email.
Stop it.
This is the joke that, like, 6 years from now, someone's going to tweet at us and be like, you guys all missed that joke. You simply didn't hear or understand Bachman's humor. It's like, we heard him. We chose to make the podcast worse by not
jumping in. We had to teach you a little.
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.